Happy Mother's Day.
Just all this Mother's Day stuff.
Happy Mother's Day.
Over the last week at AnnaandRaven.com, you've been submitting incredible stories about your mom. Anna and Raven's Mother's Day melody.
We take all those great little tidbits and turn them into a song.
And we're ready to surprise a mom right now.
Good morning, Becky. Happy Mother's Day week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That is so nice of you.
We have your daughter, Fran, on the line here, and she wrote us a novel about how incredible you are and everything about you. Frances, would you like to say something to your mom as we lead up to Mother's Day?
Oh, Mom, I hope you have the best Mother's Day. I love you and appreciate you, and I wish I was there to give you a big hug and kiss. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you, too. Aww. Love you, love you, love you.
Mm. Love you, Mama.
All right, so Becky.
God, I feel like a piece of iron over here rusting. there's moisture coming from my eyes right now. It's so foreign to me, but it's so nice just to hear you guys share a moment like that. It's just so nice to be with you guys.
Well, all my children are precious.
First of all, the names of your children, you call them Junior, Bubba, and Moon Man, and Sis. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes, they all have meanings.
All right, we have our producer here named John. John loves his guitar and he loves to write songs. So based on a very little of the long amount of things that Fran has written about you, all great things, and I will certainly tell you all about them, he's written you a song. Are you ready to hear your song?
Oh, I am ready.
Okay.
Becky, happy Mother's Day. We hope you're feeling grand. Frances wanted a special gift, so we said we'd lend a hand. Now Becky's kind and gentle, but don't you get in her way, or she'll run you over like she did those ladies from the Red Hat Society.
What?
Becky, happy Mother's Day. We hope you're doing well. Frances wants to send her love, and Anna and Raven do as well. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
How did you run over those women from the Red Hat Society?
Oh, no. She did not tell that. I happened to be in a wheelchair because I had a broken ankle and I had to go to market. And so I really wasn't a good driver of the motorized wheelchair. And I just accidentally went too fast, but they got out of the way. But they gave me really bad looks. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, but it didn't get it. It did not get it at all.
I love it. I love it so much.
Well, you're forgiven of all things that you confess on Mother's Day week around here. You're good with us, Becky.
Good.
Just some of the things that your daughter has told us about. Mom and Dad went to a funeral in Virginia. She lost her balance and slid down the snowy hill in her hat, gloves, and a coat. It was a sight to behold. In their first home, Dad was going to hang pictures. He was told to hang them around eye level. My dad was 6'6". Everyone got a crick in their neck from looking at the pictures he hung at his eye level.
My mother was horrified.
Yeah. Fran said that Dad is the character of the family, but Mom, you are the center of their universe. They are so blessed to have you as loving parents. They have always supported each and every single one of you, and they're always there for you guys. So happy Mother's Day from Raven, I, and of course, all of your family and your daughter, Frances.
Oh, thank you so much. This is just a real, real surprise. Y'all have a blessed day.